The world has no idea what sorrow is or sadness is, nor do they even know what joy is or happiness is. Because for the world, happiness is things that are worldly, that are temporal. And sorrow is when you're deprived of these things. That's not the way it is in the Christian life. There are a few people that told me, after I lost my son, this idea, you'll get over it soon. Most people didn't, because they knew that I'm Irish and I would have told them how stupid it was, what they just said. The world thinks you get over sorrow somehow, that you somehow eventually get, you know, sort of forget about it and everything, as if I forget that I have a son and that he died. Like, really, are you serious? But sorrow transforms. The sorrow of losing a son has transformed me, transformed my life, transformed my ministry, made me so much more appreciative of the ones that I do have. I didn't get over the death of my son. I transformed because of the death of my son. The world thinks of sorrow as something to avoid, something terrible. Well, I guess it's terrible if you want possessions and you don't have them. You want to avoid that at all costs. But a Christian is not afraid to be lacking possessions or to have a loss, because God transforms us through the losses that we have in our life. And we don't even consider things that are, the world thinks are valuable. It's not particularly important to us. So many of the things that the world thinks about, they're sorrowful for things that they can't hold on to. They're trying to hold on to the wind, and it's whistling through their fingers. We, on the other hand, we are trying to fulfill the commandments, and we are trying to become perfected, because God is who He is.